Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? Happy Mind and Body Transformation Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday in case you're not with it, just as a reminder. All right. Just want to take a quick moment to thank my listeners and welcome my new listeners. Each week, I'm starting to grab more and more listeners and my audience is starting to grow. So thank you to all of you. And again, I want to welcome my new listeners. Y'all, I don't know what part of the world you're in just listen to me, but I'm in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. Let me be exact there. And it's been hot as hell. And I've seen all the news clippings and the news articles saying that we at the hottest time ever we've been as a world as a whole. And as I think of that, I'm like, wow, it's hot everywhere. So even if you're one of the ones that live in Arizona and you're like, hey, someplace, sometime, I'm getting out of this heat. This is too much for me. It may not never happen because if you leave here, you're going to go somewhere else and it's going to be just as equally hot. I don't know about the word equal, but it's going to be hot. So y'all, so anyways, quick story. So to unwrap this series of love, I gave y'all conditional love. Today we're doing unconditional love and the next one is going to be sacrificial love. Okay. But what I want to say before I kick off the episode today about unconditional love is that in order for you to receive unconditional love from someone, right, you want it to be on their menu for you. You better make damn sure it's on your menu that you can serve it to them as well, because then it becomes a one-sided relationship, right? And for those who are struggling with what unconditional love is, what conditional love is, if you're with someone and it's one-sided, it's not both individuals in a relationship giving unconditional love, then that means one you have conditional love and one you have unconditional love. And if you're struggling to understand what conditional love is, go check out my last episode because it's going to definitely give you some understanding of what conditional love look like. And if you're one of those ones that don't know if you give a conditional love and you think you're the greatest person in the world when it comes to love, listen to my podcast. It's going to put you where you need to be. All right. So back to my point, y'all. Today's episode is about unconditional love. Is your relationship built on unconditional love? Do you have unconditional love for others around you? That's very important, okay? According to 2013, a study that was performed at UCLA, unconditional love from parents can make children not only emotionally happy, but also less anxious. And that may be the reason why we're in the world we are today, where it feels like there's more hate than love, is because as kids, our parents wasn't able to give us unconditional love. And parents, I don't want to bash you because I feel like y'all did the best y'all can do. Hats off to my parents. They're great parents and they gave me as much love as they can give me. But the cycle of unconditional love recycles through family, through generation. So how you receive unconditional love from your parents is how you're going to give it. So remember, if you're one of those ones that's like you're starved of unconditional love in a relationship from your children and a friendship, just remember, it's probably coming from a long line of generation of how they show unconditional love. And if you want to change the trend, you want to be different, start giving people unconditional love. Because I believe, like I said earlier, if you give it, you shall receive it. Right? It's like the Bible say, if you ask not, you shall receive not. If you give it to someone, you shall be receiving it. And if you're not receiving it, then you need to figure out why and why not. All right. So let's just jump in and dive in. What's unconditional love? Is it a feeling? Is it actions? Or is unconditional love just one of those things where you just know, like, this is unconditional love. I feel it. I get queasy. My hair on my arms stand up. I get itchy all over. I got the butterflies in my stomach. Is it that? Yes, it could be all that and some. But what I don't want to do today is define what your unconditional love should be for you. Because you and your partner, you're with your husband, your wife, your significant other, your friends, your family, you should all be talking about what does your unconditional love look like, right? There's this thing called love language. And I believe that if love language is not met from one party to the next, it may impact how you feel about unconditional love. I don't want to get into that today because that's not today's topic. However, it is on my menu for talk about the love, different love languages. All right. But back to what I was saying about the unconditional love. Is it a feeling? Is it an action? Or do you just know it? I feel like for me, it's a feeling. I know it. And I can feel when someone is coming to me with unconditional love. Okay. And like I said earlier, if you want unconditional love, you got to be willing to give it. It's got to be on your menu as well. Okay. It can't be one-sided. It's got to be a mutual agreement. Okay. And if it's mutual, more than likely you're going to give it you're going to get it if you are also giving it as well. Okay. So remember that whatever you want from someone in return, make sure you're giving it. Cause I think that's where a lot of us go wrong is that the expectation to receive something from somebody and we're not receiving it. And let me just say this, y'all. Some of us have been through bad relationships. We've had our heart broken. We've had our families turn their back on us, betray us. And so we lose the definition of unconditional love, of what it really is. And so when someone is trying to love you unconditionally, you don't feel like it because you never knew what it was. So be careful with that, because you could be getting all the unconditional love from someone you're with right now or a friend, and you don't know it because you never received it, and you're still knocking at the door saying, no one's giving me unconditional love. So be careful with that, y'all. All right. So what are some examples of unconditional love, right? Love without strings attached. Right? That's why your little side pieces, your little sneaky links, whatever you want to call them, your little meetup and let's do, why they don't last long and why they don't work. Because it's only one-sided, because there's strings attached. There's always something in the middle of that, right? When you are messing with someone on the side, and you're in a relationship or a marriage or whatever, you can never meet each other's love language. You can never have unconditional love. And if you can do that and be in a relationship, more power to you. But I don't think that that's going to work out for anyone. That's why those relationships or side relationships end up going wrong, because they're built on conditional love, terms and rules. And I can meet you here and meet you there only this day. I'm busy this day. I got stuff to do with the family. And that's why it goes wrong. But unconditional love is no strings attached, right? Nothing at all. I love you wholeheartedly and genuinely with nothing in return, right? You don't base it off of what have you done for me lately, right? Unconditional love is not based on that, and it should not be based on that at all. And I want to say that was Janet Jackson's song, and that song was like, what have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah. Y'all don't know, I used to be a singer back in my day. But anyways, back to my point, unconditional love should not be based on the grounds of what have you done for me lately. It should be a mutual agreement, right? Unconditional love is built on compassion. When you have compassion for somebody, you can feel compassion. Back to what I was saying earlier about the feeling. I feel like you can feel when someone has compassion for you, right? Unconditional love is understanding somebody, trying to bring yourself down to a level of understanding their emotions and understanding their feelings. And there's no judgment there, right? Hey, let me give you a perfect example. As a guy, I've heard people say all the time, this guy is really sensitive. Yeah, I get it. I feel like I'm a sensitive guy. I'll break down and cry if I'm hurt. You know, that's just me. I'm a crier. And if you want to call me sensitive and say that's my emotion and that's who I am, so be it. But my point is with that is that unconditional love is built on acceptance, right? And if someone is sensitive and they always in their emotions, you accept them for that. You know who they are, okay? And you're willing to understand them and accept them no matter what, emotional or not emotional, crier or not a crier, right? I feel like women cry easily. Their emotions are easily attached. And fellas, that's where I think we sometimes cut off our feelings with being criers and in our emotions, because we can keep that way, way back in our mind. Someone can be telling us something, they can be crying their eyes out, and our feelings does not get touched enough to even have a teardrop. And that's something in for you. I'm not gonna say all of it, but that's something in for you, right? But unconditional love, you feel supported. You feel like the person that you with accepts you and supports everything that you want to do. I'll use my wife as an example, right? She's really good at showing unconditional love. She supports me through everything I've decided to do. She's never bashed me and said, hey, your idea is stupid. It's dumb. She may laugh at it and crack jokes at it, but at the end of the day, she supports me. And she's going to be there with me no matter what I want to sell, right? If I start selling diapers, she's going to be like, all right, babe, I don't know if that's a good idea, but let's let you sell diapers, right? And so when you're with someone, unconditional love, you should feel supported by that person. You shouldn't feel like that person does not support you. And if you're not, don't feel supported, you got to ask the question why you don't feel supported, right? Unconditional love. Someone builds you up and not tear you down. That's big. I'm going to say it again. Unconditional love. Someone builds you up and not tears you down. A lot of relationships, people have goals. People have ambition. And the person with the ambition wants to do this. And the other party, because they're insecure, could shoot them down and say, that's a dumb idea, don't do it. And they're not shooting you down because your idea is dumb, but their insecurities lead them to believe that somehow, some way, if your idea works for you and you become successful or whatever it brings to your life, that you may not be there for them. You may take whatever it is you got going on and hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. That's insecurities. And so when I go back to say the person you would should build you up and not build you down, they should. But on the foot to that, if someone is insecure and they see you trying to do, and they just do nothing but tear you down till your ideas are dumb, they're not going to work, they're not supporting you, that's not unconditional love, y'all. It's not. And that's just really what it comes down to. Now, am I saying that person can't love, can't get to a point to where they learn to support you to your ideas? Not saying that at all. Y'all need to communicate and y'all need to talk. And hopefully y'all can get there and that person understands that they have built you, they're tearing you down and not building you up. Now, are they always going to be for your ideas? No, they might not always support your ideas or be there for you. But one thing to think about is that they're not going to tear you down. They're not going to make you feel less than. They may not be there 100% to be like, I'm with you. I'm on a horse carriage with you. We're going to ride full speed through the storm together. They may not do that. But as long as they support you and you feel supported by them and they're not building you, tearing you down, that's all that matters. All right? Unconditional love. The relationship is reciprocal and not transactional, right? Like you understand the relationship, right? You understand this person love you. You understand you love them. And it's not transactional. Back to my Janet Jackson point. What have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah. That's not transactional, y'all. It's not about what I can provide to you. It's not about what you can provide to me. It's non-transactional. Now, that's not to say during a person's rough time. I saw something on Facebook the other day and someone posed a question. And the question was, is it fair for someone to not support you when you're trying to change and be a different person in your relationship? Is it okay for them to walk away and say, when you're done, I'll be back when you're ready? And that made me question, like, that's not unconditional love. Because unconditional love through the support, through someone trying to better themselves, if you love them, you need to be there for them. You need to support them. You need to say, you know what? I know you're struggling right now, but I'm going to be here for you. Me and my wife had a lot of ups and downs in our marriage. And there was times where one of us needed to work on ourselves and get better. And it was mainly me, y'all. I had a lot of stuff that I struggled with in my life. And it's through the podcast, you're going to learn more and more of that. And if you don't know that, listen to Who Is Coach James Part 2, because I talk a lot about my struggles. But back to my point, there was a lot of times where I had to take a TV timeout. Like, hey, I need to work on myself. I need to build on myself. And she was like, okay. I know when to take a step back, let you be you, but whatever you need from me, I'm here. I will support you, right? Again, it's not transactional. It's reciprocal. That person is reciprocating what you got going on. They are understanding you. They're compassionate. They're accepting you for who you are and knowing that you're going to work on yourself. So back to that Facebook post. Fellas, ladies, friends, family, if someone is trying to change, yes, be there with them. Love them unconditional. Don't hit the gas pedal and drive off while they're trying to be a better person, because they need your support. And some of us want to walk away from them, and we're the same very ones that effed them up. We're the ones that caused them to be like they are today. But we want to back out and say, I don't want to be around and show you unconditional love because this ain't for me. Stop. Think about it. Support that person. Okay. And yeah, by all means, y'all don't have to listen to me. Y'all can do whatever y'all think is best for y'all and y'all relationship. However, I'm giving y'all suggestions, and I feel like these suggestions are pretty good, right? I studied them, and I made sure that what I bring to my audience and my listeners, that it's just not something what I think. It's something that I know, okay? So let's talk about how to express unconditional love, because I think this is big. Because just like I want to talk to you about unconditional love, give you some examples of it. What is unconditional love? I also want to give you some directions and guidance on how to express unconditional love. Because again, as a whole, America, we're failing. The world is failing on unconditional love. Okay. But how to express unconditional love? Open communication. Oh, that's heavy, y'all. That's my new word. That's heavy. That's heavy, y'all, because open communication. That means you can talk about your feelings. You could talk about your emotions to someone. You could put it all on the line and say, you know what? I'm coming to you naked. Right? And that's not a sex thing. That's a open communication thing with being vulnerable, right? You come into me and you putting all your feelings out there. You're showing your full body. You're sharing your full heart, your full mind about what's going on, right? Open communication. When someone comes to you and they want to open up and they want to share with you what's going on, don't be standing there in a non-defensive body language, okay? Well, I should say don't have defensive body language. Let me give y'all some context about what that is, okay? Defensive body language is you sitting with your arms crossed, legs crossed, hands in your pocket. If I need to talk to someone and I go to them and that's how they are, I don't want to talk to you because You're sitting in a defensive mode. You're not going to listen to shit I got to say because you're already defensive because you think what I'm getting ready to express to you is about you. You feel like that I'm putting a target on your back. That may be the scenario. It may not be the scenario, right? But I'm saying that in order for you to be able to express yourself and someone shows you unconditional love, when you come to them and you want to communicate, don't sit there with your arms closed, your legs, your arms closed. Cross your legs, cross eyes, not paying attention, right? Make eye contact with that person. Let them know you're listening. You can say, yes, but don't interrupt them. Let them talk. Let them share how they feel. Open communication, y'all. With anything you got going on, relationships, friendships, fatherhood, motherhood, family, if you want to be open to someone and they want to talk to you or you want to talk to them, don't go in with a defensive mindset. Again, open communication. Don't cross your arms. Don't cross your legs. Make eye contact. Don't interrupt and listen. Be present in the moment. My wife always tells me this. Be present, James. Where you at? Because you try to talk to James sometime, unfortunately, his mind just be all over the place. My worst enemy, y'all, is that I'm a fixer of people. I love helping people. I get a joy out of helping people. That's why I got the podcast, My Two Cents on Life, because I want to help people with mental health. I want to help people who struggle with their mindset. I want to help people who struggle with not being able to achieve fitness goals. Right. I want to help people learn how to work out. And so when people come to me, I'm listening, but I'm trying to fix them and dissect them on the spot. And that's a no-no. None of us should be like that. So back to my point, be present in the moment. Be ready to listen and listen well. Take it all in. And when they're done, your words will be like, are you finished speaking? And I was going to say, are you done yet, y'all? That sounds defensive, right? You tell someone some whole straight, look at them and say, are you done yet? That's like you're complaining, right? So the right word to use would be like, hey, are you finished with sharing what you want to share with me. And then you can go into, hey, was this a sit and listen conversation for me? Or do you need my feedback? My wife used to come to me and talk to me, and I would look at her and tell her, she'll be talking to me. My mind's going on and on and on. As soon as she get done, here comes James trying to dissect and fix her. Not everybody want to be fixed by you. Y'all, I've helped hundreds of people lose weight. I help hundreds of people fix their mindset. But that doesn't mean a person is coming to you for you to do that. And one thing I have learned, y'all, I don't try to fix my friends. I don't try to fix my family. Whatever they got going on, if they're coming to me genuinely and they need feedback from me, I'm going to provide that. But I no longer try to fix them because they may not need my fixing. They might just need my ear. So make sure before you respond back to someone when they pour their heart into you that you don't try to be a fixer, or what you got to say sounds off like they're messed up and you're good, right? Take it all in. Ask them, do they want your feedback, or is that just a place and time for you to listen, all right? Don't be annoyed. When somebody is opening up to you, don't be annoyed. Don't be rolling your eyes. Don't be smacking your lips. Don't be like, don't do all that. Y'all, that's too much. That's too much drama. Just listen. Be present in the moment. Okay? Make eye contact. Don't interrupt them. And just simply, I hear you. Man, that sounds messed up. Wow. Yeah. And the reason why you are saying those things is because you're letting them know that you're listening, right? I don't like when I go talk to people, like my clients hit me up and say, hey, Coach James, I need help with this. And I start talking to them and they ain't saying, yes, I hear you. Yeah, they're not making a noise. I'm like, stonewall. Did this person even, are they listening to me? Right? And some people just are like that. But at the same time, it feels good to know that someone is listening to what you're telling them, right? So. A big one, y'all, is accept that person's feelings and their emotions. And let me say this. When someone is coming to you and telling you what the deal is, try to connect with that their emotions. Try to connect with their feelings. Because if you can get to that side of connectivity to feel their emotions and their feelings, you can really, really understand where they're coming from and how they're feeling. But a lot of us just dismiss, and man, we're bad at this. We just dismiss the emotion. And that's why I said earlier, women starts crying and some guys don't cry because we miss the feeling. We're missing the emotion behind it. We hear them, but we're not bringing ourselves down to a level of understanding of the emotion and the feeling. Yes, we're listening to you talk. We're hearing you. We're making eye contact. But unfortunately, we're not bringing our compassion down. There you go. Our compassion low enough to understand their feelings and their emotions. Right? And when we're not doing that, I'm not going to say you're not being genuine, but you're not truly understanding how that person feel. You're not comprehending their emotions behind it. Because there's a lot of emotions around things that people tell you. And if you're not gearing yourself up to understand and feel it, you're not going to understand it. And so when that person tells you how they feel, you're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah. You're not going to know. So try to bring yourself down to a level of understanding and feeling the emotion. And you can. I don't want anyone to say, well, my emotions are just that cut off, or I can't. And if your emotions are just that cut off, then maybe you need to be in one of my health and wellness plans. Okay? Because everybody should have some type of emotion. Everyone should have some type of feeling. And if you don't, it makes you wonder what's really going on inside here. And y'all probably all can't see me, but I'm talking about your heart, right? Because a lot of us have a heart. And if we have a heart, your heart should be able to relate to emotion, okay? Well, y'all, so that's unconditional love. So I want y'all to take this information and use it. My mission statement for this podcast, and I said it, shared this when the podcast first kicked off, but I want to bring it back to a circle, okay? My mission for the podcast is a couple of things. Use the information. Right? Use what I give y'all. Take the guidance, take the opinions. It doesn't have to be step by step, but at least you can take some of what I'm saying and some of what you know and make a full recipe. Right? So use it. Wear it proudly, knowing that you got good information and you're going to use it. It's like when you get a brand new pair of Jordans. Everybody wear Jordans. Come on out. Right? But it's like when you get a brand new pair of Jordans, you walking on cloud 9. Can't nobody tell you them Jordans ain't fresh on your feet. That's how I want y'all to be with my information that y'all get. Wear it proudly. Know that you got some good information and share it. Share it with people who need it. Say, hey, Coach James got this podcast to help me out. Coach James said this on his podcast, and this is what's helped me. Because the information is very valuable. And it's valuable. If it's valuable to you, it can be valuable to someone else right next to you. We just got to be openly willing to share it. So back to what I said about my podcast mission statement, y'all. Use it, wear it, and share it. All right. So join me on my next episode where I'm going to talk about sacrificial love. It's going to go a little bit deeper into what love is. What is love from a sacrificial standpoint? And that's in the Bible, just so you know. And yes, my spiritual counselor is Jesus. And I read the Bible and I've read the Bible. But sacrificial love is in the Bible. We're going to talk about that next. Follow me on Instagram, y'all. I'm on the gram at 40 and Fit Life Coach James Watkins. Okay. Or you can email me at jewatki1@gmail.com. That's all lowercase. Let me say that again. jewatki1@gmail.com. If you're interested in my health and wellness packages, hit me up. My package starts at $50. Okay. And that'll just get you off the ground running. That'll get a conversation with me and we can talk about what you wanted, what's your next step in life to changing your mindset, changing your nutrition and being more physically fit and losing some weight and get some results. All right, y'all. So I'm going to pray real quick and then I'm going to let y'all get on out of here. But Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for my two cents on life, the podcast. God, we thank you for continuing to put Coach James in the driver's seat to share information proudly and boldly, God. And we pray you continue to give him the energy that he needs, give him the right words, bless him with the knowledge and the wisdom that he needs to share with his listeners and his audience and all of his followers, Jesus. We pray that the information we hear today be reciprocated. We take it, we use it, we wear it, and we share it, Jesus. And we pray that my two cents on life continue to help people and save their lives, God. And I give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. And I ask these things in your son's precious name. And as I always say, practice self-care. That's my two cents on y'all. Peace. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless. And I love y'all. Peace.